Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
That's right.
Aren't you lucky you're here? What else are you going to be doing?
Hey,
this is the best thing going today. No.
I could make a list.
Well, you. I got things to do here.
I want to get paid. I got to be here.
Yeah.
I got to listen to you for 4 hours, that's put right. up with her for 4 hours.
And I got to put up with you guys for 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, today's...
People tell her all the time, how do you do it?
They do. I'm not kidding. I get emails. I got messages posted on social media. We're so sorry. Are you okay? Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't let them be mean to you. Good for you. You give it back to those guys.
Who are these people?
They're sorry?
And I have a Deborah Mark joke to start the show.
Oh, am I going to get it?
That's a good question. You might not. I
50-50.
Don't know. How windy is it today? Deborah Mark had to use sandbags in her pockets to get around, Eddie.
It was very windy in my neck of the woods.
Oh, my God.
All night long.
This is the windiest start to a year I can remember.
You could easily become, you could easily become a human kite, couldn't you?
Oh, trust me. I worry sometimes that I'm going
to
blow away.
You tie a string to your ankle and take it
out. Don't wear a puffy jacket. Right, just carry you off like a cartoon.
You see her flying by your office window.
But if you do happen to get carried away by the wind, would you do me a favor?
What?
Take a little recall George Gascon banner up there and just kind of hold it up for people to, like one of those planes flying overhead.
You could use her.
Make use out of you with advertising or something. Oh, you like that joke better? Of course, the big story happened this morning. In the New York City subway system, it's an odd one, and it's not getting any clearer in terms of the suspect, who they have not caught yet. We are going to go to New York in the second half of this hour for an update, but you probably know by now, a guy was sitting there on a subway train It was headed to Brooklyn, rather from Brooklyn to Manhattan. And he seemed to be sitting there calmly for most of the time. It's the N train. And just as he was pulling into a station in a neighborhood called Sunset Park, this is about 8:20 in the morning, he starts releasing like smoke bombs and then opens fire. And the thing that got me, and by the way, he's wearing some sort of construction vest. It's a short guy, described as black and 5'5".
And 170 pounds.
So he's rotund.
He was
carrying his belongings around in one of those milk crates, you know, that has like a little cart with it. Yeah.
Well, that's a lot. He had extra magazines on him, though. I mean, he had more ammunition with him. And he had more of those canisters, too. Whatever that was.
Yes. Whatever that was. He had fireworks with them? They have pictures of belongings that they believe he left behind because he fled the subway station.
Every story seemed to have a different description. It was smoke bombs, gas canisters. There was some other version.
Well, the New York Post has a picture, and it sure looks like fireworks to me. I recognize like the writing on the boxes, you know, like.
It could have been a smoke bomb fireworks. He had a gas mask on.
Yes, because he knew if he's going to pitch the smoke bombs around, that he wanted to keep himself being able to see.
He ended up shooting 10 people.
Yeah, fortunately, no one died. At least 29 people wounded, 10 shots. So the other 19 got hurt in the scramble, because obviously there was panic. Apparently, they ran towards the next subway car door to try to get out of this subway car, and it was jammed.
Of course.
And when the train pulled into the station, they all just fell out, and people were bleeding, and when he took off.
Did you see the scene of the door opening, and they came
piling out
of the clown car? And there were people who got shot in the leg, and they were hobbling around. They had blood coming out of them. It was crazy. And, oh, guess what? By the way, all the security cameras inside those subway cars, they weren't working.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
there
actually,
you go.
I think there was a camera outside the subway station too. They don't think worked.
For
all the fear they have in New York City about terrorism on the subways, to have the cameras not working.
A friend of his actually got run over by a car in Santa Monica, and Santa Monica supposedly had a bunch of video cameras that they had gotten from the federal government, federal tax money, to pay for 9/11 security cameras. So they were hoping they'd look at the security cameras and see who it was that ran over the guy. None of them worked. None of them had any usable video. I think most of these cameras don't work, especially if they're government cameras.
So they apparently now, another weird detail, they found a credit card at the scene that they think belongs to the shooter, and they traced it to a U-Haul truck that was rented in Philadelphia with Arizona plates. Should I keep going? Because one of my early thoughts were, with the milk crate and the description and just the whole weirdness of it, maybe it's a homeless guy didn't like the subways being cleared out of homeless people by the mayor. Remember that story? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Or is it low-rent terrorist?
Is it a low-rent terrorist?
Just a crazy guy, a freelancer?
Yeah, fortunately. Well, and of course, the other detail, the gun jammed. Otherwise, they think the carnage would have been worse.
Yeah, because this is why I don't get into public tubes running underground or trains. I'm terrified of those things, especially now, because, you know, mostly it's mental patients and drug addicts and people who can't control their bodily fluids. And there is no amount of money in the world to get me to ride on public transit anymore. I will pay any price. I don't care if it's like a $100 ride to the destination. I'm not getting.
When have you been on public transit? Visited New York?
In New York, yeah. When we go back for trips, and finally, you said, you know what? I don't care how much. I get me a limousine. I don't care how much it costs. I'm not going in one of those tubes anymore. That is underground hell.
There have been now, obviously the pandemic killed ridership on many transit systems, including the New York City subway system. It has started to come back this year, but there has been a 50% spike in crime in the last 12 months on the New York City subways.
Because they have
500 major crimes reported this year.
They had the dumbest meathead mayor that makes Garcetti look like a genius, and they've got a DA now, Alvin Bragg, who's worse than Gascon.
Oh, the DA, yes.
Yeah, the DA announced on day one there'd be no prosecutions. So everybody got the message. The mayor didn't care. The mayor had told the police to stand down. And the DA says, even if the police arrest somebody, don't bother me with it.
Yeah, there's been pushers. A lot of people have been pushed on the tracks.
I mean, oh, yeah.
That's always happened over the years in New York, but
it's an epidemic.
This seems like more cases. And then we had the feces smearer who kept getting released.
No, there's no chance I would take a train anywhere. I mean, we might go back to New York later this year. I always want to go back and see the Mets play. And sometimes we've taken the train over to City Field, but not this year. I'm done for the rest of my life with all public transit.
Says that ridership is about at 60% of what it was before the pandemic.
Well, that's what you're sharing with. And they don't have police. The cameras don't work. And you're in this tube hurtling underground, and you have Mr. Maniac next to you. I don't understand. I don't understand why anybody would take one of those things.
Yeah, it's
you got to move to another town and find a different life. If you're the only transportation,
Democratic cities are just putting up with. Oh, it's crazy.
And they wonder why people are leaving. They wonder why everybody's fleeing out of New York City and Los Angeles and San Francisco. It's uninhabitable for normal human beings. Uninhabitable.
Looking at some of the pictures in the Daily Mail of the past crimes. A lot of stabbings have gone on, too.
I know when I'm in my car, no matter how bad the traffic is, I'm not going to get shot. Some crazy guy's not going to throw up on me. No one's going to set off a smoke bomb or a gas canister, whatever the hell it was. You know, no, I'm not going to sit on a needle, sit in a puddle of urine, step on some poo. No crazy guy screaming in my face. I'm happy in my car. I don't care how bad the traffic is. I don't care how bad the gas price is either.
All right, after 2:30, we're going to get a report from a television reporter, radio. Is it radio or television? In New York City. That'll come up after radio reporter after the news at 2:30. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFID. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau. KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You okay? I thought you were going to choke there or something.
No, I ate an entire pizza very quickly.
Oh, one of those days. I always enjoy those days where you forget to eat lunch, and then somebody has to go get something for you because you're already at the station, and then you woof it down in 3.6 seconds.
There was no excuse today. I was extraordinarily lazy. I had nothing I had to do all morning. I was left alone, left at home, and I ended up later than ever. I had just had no desire to...
Did you just sit there and stare then?
I took a long nap.
A long nap, yeah.
Took a long shower. I didn't want to dress.
You're on your way to dementia.
There was no motivation. Nothing. I did just nothing. Didn't have nothing in the tank today. Maybe tomorrow.
All right. You take a nap every single day?
Yes.
Yes, we both do.
You do too, Ken?
I do, yes.
Wow.
I feel much fresher.
I actually get up pretty early, so it's kind of the way just to re-gear.
You should try sleep.
No, I can't sleep.
Yeah, I know, but I mean...
It's overrated.
It's remarkably refreshing.
No,
it's only 20 minutes.
The nap makes me feel much better than I do in the morning.
I agree. Yes.
I'm really cranky and groggy.
Even if it is only... I mean, you know, how long do you go?
The nap?
Yes.
20 minutes or so.
How do you... Okay, 20 minutes. You're not getting really good sleep in 20 minutes.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, I wake up like hyper.
Yeah, there are times I've woke up and I thought it was morning. I'm mixed up at the time of day. Yeah.
Wow. 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's
okay.
How sound it can be.
You try 20 minutes. It would change your life.
We're old. Are we in Bidenville already?
You guys are.
I did this one as a teenager.
I don't remember when I started. That's a good question.
Because I had an overnight job.
I probably started when we were doing mornings because by the afternoon.
Well, that I understand.
I had more sleep in the afternoon than I did overnight.
Yeah. And then remember we did mornings and then we did the club nights? Holy mackerel. So we're there until like 1 a.m. and then back on the air at 5
that's
or something.
What I'm saying. I used to sleep about 5 hours away in the afternoon. Yeah.
All right. I found it. Exact evidence of media bias by the progressive... El Segundo Times, I'm not kidding you. At 5:44 a.m., I got one of their news flash emails, and here's the headline. U.S. inflation soared 7.9% in past year, a fresh 40-year high. And I looked at that this morning, and I was like, 6:56 a.m. For the record, U.S. inflation jumped 8.5% in past years. Our previous email was erroneous. See how they tried to fool us by making Biden's Bidenflation look lower?
Well, that was the old month.
It was the old month. Somebody just sent out the old month.
Yeah,
by mistake.
Nice try.
Well, maybe not by mistake. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, nothing's a mistake.
Nothing's a mistake. Everything is for a reason.
But, right, because they were expecting over 8%. It's like, oh, it was only 7.9. It's not so bad. You know what? You know what the other nonsense inflation report is? They try to sell you that the core inflation is not going up as quickly as the overall inflation. You know what core inflation excludes? Gas and food prices.
Yeah, they'd be pretty big items.
Yeah, well, why would you exclude the gas and food prices?
That we call staples or essentials.
Yeah. You try to get through the week without gas or food. I seriously, they do have a separate number, and some of Biden's people were touting that number. Well, that only went up 0.3%. Yeah, that's slowing down. And you took out the gas and the food.
Well, don't eat and don't drive.
Yeah. And they said, well, it was a little better because used car sale inflation is down a little bit. It's like, yeah, all right. That was on the top of my list this week. You know, it was steak, potatoes, a tank of gas, and a used Corolla.
We'll get a complete rundown. ABC News, Caleb Silva will join us after 3 o'clock on the inflation report. And as I mentioned, after 2:30, a reporter from WOR Radio in New York about the shooting in the subway that occurred there this morning. You know what's coming on at 5 o'clock, though? We want you to hear this. In addition to possibly winning another $100 gas card. But the two things are separate here. Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones is coming on. Mm. Very controversial. The progressive media can't stand him.
Oh, I've seen him. Have we had him on before?
I think we did.
Yeah, I've certainly heard him talk. Yeah, he's feisty.
I like this quote. The best predictor of future behavior is past conduct. And violent people, they're going to be violent when they get out. And that's what we saw here. And that's a reference to Smiley.
You know,
Smiley Martin, the man that's been arrested for having a gun in the Sacramento shooting, has not been charged with murder yet. But, you know, that's pending, we believe. Oh. And that's what we're going to be talking to Sheriff Jones about. But here's a quick update. Looks like Smiley Martin was in the Sacramento County Jail for a while, and he got himself $7,500. Did you see this story?
Yes, I saw this story. This story is infuriating for a long list of reasons.
He was in the jail in 2018 on the way to state prison to serve time on that assault, and that was a domestic assault on a poor woman that we think he turned into a prostitute, and he beat her with a belt or something like that, I don't remember. But anyway, he actually filed a grievance, a complaint. No lawyer. He did it himself. He said a jail guard allowed rival gang members to attack him and then threatened him when he filed a complaint about it. And in the end, they settled and gave him $7,500. But a big takeaway here is this is a guy that apparently got into many fights in this jail.
Okay.
So we're supposed to believe he then went to state prison and was a model inmate with good time credits?
This is the crux of it. Those morons, imbeciles on the LA Times editorial board was trying to sell us on this idea. Well, it was an early release. He just got, you know, good behavior credits, which we all know is part of the system. I mean, don't we want them to enter these programs and exhibit good behavior? It's like, I don't think there was any good behavior. In the jail, he got into 10 fights. He said he'd been in a lot of fights, as many as 10. In a deposition,
as soon as he went to state prison, he was a model inmate, so he got his early release. Yeah.
10?
Let's believe that.
That's his own number. That isn't a guard exaggerating with some kind of a grievance. No, this is the defendant himself. They had a video of the fight captured on camera. They settled for $7,500 just to get it off the books, because that's really not very much money. Nobody thought that Martin's claims had any merit.
The guard's name is allegedly Jay Herr, which is weird. The initial J and the last name is Herr, H-E-R. It's a male, apparently. And Martin claims...
Well, we don't know. Don't make any assumptions.
The story does call him a he. The story does. The Times refers to the guard as a he.
Could be insensitive.
When...
Apparently
there was a fight. Martin said he was surrounded by inmates who attacked him, threw hot water on him. He got a second-degree burn on his hip. After the fight, the guard, neglected the inmates. When the guards saw the grievance the next morning, Martin claimed he woke Martin up and argued with him about it, and then sent another inmate to tell Martin that if he didn't withdraw the grievance, her would make sure inmates got gang enhancements and another strike. And that was the threat. Who knows if any of this is true, but in the end, they did give him the money.
He's a bad guy, and he got out 6 years early. And everybody's trying to cover it up. Our system is completely broken. Completely in ruins. The whole system from top to bottom. This guy should never, ever see daylight. He should be kept in a hole 20 stories below the earth.
Of course, most of the story in the El Segundo Times is about the harsh treatment of inmates in the Sacramento County Jail.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's been a long-running issue. What's happened to some of them?
Not harsh enough.
Yeah. All right. So, again, we will be talking to Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones in the 5 o'clock hour.
Why don't you send him to Putin?
When we come back, we're back on the New York City subway shooting. We'll talk to a reporter with WOR Radio in New York.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, don't forget, the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to have the $100 gas card again today. I think we're going to make people beg again, is it?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I think it was fun.
We'll do that till we get tired of it.
Good point. You can win a $100 gas card all day on KFI, 9 a.m. with Bill Handel, 11 a.m. Gary and Shannon. We do it at 5, and then Conway as your final chance of the day at 7 o'clock.
You may have heard.
We understand there's going to be a news conference, we think, in New York over the subway shooting, so we're standing by for that.
All right. And now we're going to talk with Jeff McKinney from our sister station in New York, WOR, and he's going to tell us more. I'm sure you've heard by now. And
the first thing I want to tell you, you just referred to that news conference, and should that begin to happen, it could happen any time, I may have to abruptly excuse myself and go get that on the air here.
No problem. So,
okay.
Take off.
We're going to carry it as well, so you can.
All right.
All right. As everybody's probably heard, that this guy set off a smoke bomb, I guess, and started shooting people. And a lot of people got hit. Can you tell us what you know so far?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So this is 36th Street and 4th Avenue in Brooklyn, pardon me, in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. This is this morning, very crowded time. I think it was 8:23 a.m. To be exact. So this guy sets off a smoke bomb in the subway car, pulls out a gun, and commences to shooting people. He shot 10 people, 5 of whom are now deemed critical but stable, and miraculously, none of the injuries is deemed life-threatening. So everyone who was shot by this man is going to survive, say the doctors. The latest in the investigation slash manhunt is they have found a van they think is connected to the shooting. I guess they think that he was driving this van, this shooter, and now they have found the van in a section of Brooklyn called Gravesend, which is down by the water. I guess it would be a bit to the east of where, to the southeast of where this happened, but not too far away. So they have the van, but as far as I can tell and as far as anybody has heard, they don't have the driver of the van, who may be the shooter of the gun.
I'd heard a report that the security cameras inside the subway car didn't work.
They did not. The camera that would have captured the image of this guy, the clearest image of this guy, was not working. And so the police and the MTA, the transit authority here, had to come clean about that, because that was a great failure that would have been very helpful. However, there are unconfirmed reports that police do know who they're looking for, because they were able to secure an image of this guy thanks to a bystander's cell phone. So somebody with a cell phone captured an image of this guy, either a snapshot or a video, and gave it to the cops. This is all very unofficial, but supposedly, based on that image, they knew who they were looking for, which must mean that he has some sort of history at the police department, which would be unsurprising. And they launched this massive manhunt, and now it seems they don't yet have their man, at least as far as we know, but they have the vehicle they're looking for, which has been found not far from the scene of the shooting.
And he was wearing some sort of construction vest?
Yeah. He was dressed like an MTA worker. You know, you see the same thing in L.A., these construction workers, they wear these sort of day-glow orange vests. And I think he may have had a hard hat on. It's unclear. He had a hoodie on. That is clear. And people just thought he was a guy going to work, I guess. And he had other things on his mind.
He was sitting in the subway car, and he just chose that moment to release, what, gas bombs and then open fire, huh?
Well, not gas bombs, smoke.
Smoke bombs, yeah.
Smoke, yeah, a smoke bomb. And just opened fire. And there's some reports now that he was, again, this is unsurprising, he was mumbling to himself, say, people who survived it and so on.
And did
so
they find...
just a complete nut job who is a very, very dangerous person.
Did they find any other belongings? We're hearing reports of fireworks or something? Or...
Yeah, they found some fireworks in a bag. They found some ammunition, and they found a gun, which variously is described as a 9mm Glock or a 380 automatic. But they found also, I think, most of the reports seem to be saying some high-capacity magazines. And, interestingly, the police, I guess based on the state in which they found the weapon, say that this shooting may have stopped only because the gun jammed. Otherwise, he would have been able to keep shooting.
And he just ran off, huh?
And he ran off, yeah.
Did he run off?
I mean, it's an amazingly good ending to a very bad story. I mean, ordinarily you would have fatalities in a situation like that, a closed environment like a subway car. It should have been a killing field in there, but it was not.
I imagine this caused chaos for the subway system in New York after this happened.
It did. Yeah, there were shutdowns galore. Everything is delayed. You can imagine. Did one of you gentlemen work in New York at one point?
We both did. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can picture all this perfectly, and you know how quickly things can get stacked up down there. It takes just a little problem, much less a shooting with 10 victims, to bring things to a halt.
Yeah, I had heard. Are they actually that they might be going door to door in some neighborhoods of Brooklyn trying to find
information? Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah. Well, they got the manpower to do it. New York City Police Department has 36,000 cops.
The whole atmosphere surrounding subways has been scary for a lot of people.
It's been an ongoing story. You're correct. It's been an ongoing story, and it certainly peaked today. But there have been slashings in the subway. There have been stabbings in the subway. There has been the occasional shooting, sort of a one-on-one fight that ended in a shooting in the subway, those kinds of things. But yeah. This took it to a new level, certainly. But it's been an ongoing story for years. But the pandemic exacerbated things because the homeless sort of took over the subways. Nobody else was down there. People are going back down there. And it just seems as though law enforcement or the MTA never really has gotten a handle on controlling people who don't wish to be controlled in the subway. And so the call has been made for many more officers to be dispatched to the subway, and that seems to be happening slowly. But it's a vast, vast system, as both you gentlemen know if you've worked here, and it's very difficult to come up with enough cops to make it safe down there if people don't wish it to be safe, if there are bad actors down there who don't wish it to be safe.
Jeff, we appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's Jeff McKinney from WOR Radio in New York City, another iHeart station, and of course he's waiting, as we all are, for an updated news conference on the New York City subway shooting this morning. This happened in Brooklyn, the neighborhood of Sunset Park, just after 8:20, when a guy dressed in a little construction vest, and I understand because this detail always gets me, his belongings were a little milk crate like on wheels behind him.
Yeah.
And he let go of some smoke bombs and then opened fire. And then when his gun jammed, he fled.
It's another good stereotype. Guy pulling a milk crate.
It says you're a rolling milk crate type carrier.
There you go. That's
to
right.
Cart around his stuff.
He's not headed.
Who usually does that?
Yeah, not the CEO. More coming up. John and Ken. John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Well, food prices, gas prices led the way. That awful inflation report did come out this morning, up 8.5% over last year. We will be joined, we believe, by Caleb Silver, Investopedia editor-in-chief, after the news at 3 to go through the details of this latest inflation report. We also may get, instead, the press conference from New York City with an update on the subway shooting this morning in Brooklyn. So we'll see what happens, but one of those two things will happen probably coming up.
Probably both at the same time.
That often is the case, right. In a new story this afternoon, the headline is... 17 L.A. gangs have sent out crews to follow and rob the city's wealthiest. Oh. The LAPD announced this afternoon. They had apparently convened... And by the way, the exciting news is Gavin Newsom's back in the state, in case you were really worried about us. He's returned from his Costa Rica vacation.
I didn't miss him, did you?
I forgot.
Yeah,
Ray
I forgot
put the
too.
Story there today, and I was like, what's this from the governor's office? Oh, yeah, he's returned. Who cares? But the reason I brought him up is because he always likes to convene a task force, and
right. That's
what LAPD did. They convened a task force to find out the identity of the cause of this sudden surge in follow-home or follow-off robberies. Those are victims who are robbed soon after leaving luxury boutiques and restaurants, hotels, trendy nightclubs.
Yes. Is this a new warning for the future, or are they exploiting the past?
Both. The task force took a look at all of the crime reports. It's mostly the past, but it's probably still going on. 17 gangs, mostly operating independently, most based out of South Los Angeles.
And why do you think they're doing this? Because they know consequences, minimal.
See, I
mostly
think...
mostly nothing.
What were we talking about 3 years ago, just before the pandemic? Remember the break-in, the knock-knock robberies?
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of the same people, but because the pandemic has let a lot more people end up home, they found another way to rob people, and that's just run up to them on the streets and grab their... expensive jewelry and phone.
Well, it is the same guys. It's their profession. That's what they do.
There were 165
showing up for work every day.
165 such robberies in 2021, 56 so far this year. We're only in the fourth month. The area with the most robberies was LAPD's Hollywood division with 50 of them, then the Wilshire division, then the Central division, which includes downtown LA. John West LA didn't do too bad, only 15 compared to... Because when you think of they're targeting wealthy people, that's where they would go.
Yeah, but I know. But that's a huge number. Every one of those is an earthquake. Because those people thought...
The Nextdoor app?
Yes, that's right. Oh, the last post on the Nextdoor app I didn't get a chance to read was robbery.
I opened the Nextdoor box.
Oh, yeah.
Nextdoor app.
Well, the thing is, these people think they paid to get out of that kind of nonsense. And to get 15 of them already is one earthquake after the other.
I would imagine they're all reported and
Reported. And then, you know, hundreds of people read each report. And so it's bad news. But again, you know, they vote. Well, who's the West Side leaning towards in this mayor's race? Karen Bass.
It is Karen Bass, according to yesterday's poll.
Yeah. The Valley, people there have enough sense to know Caruso is who you vote for. But the people who are all upset on the West Side, this is really going to be interesting. They're all upset about crime, and you're going to vote for Karen Bass? Seriously? I if you don't change who you vote for, the type of politician you vote for, I don't know what to tell you. Then live in fear. Get robbed.
So the LAPD official who talked about this task force this morning went on to explain that one of the problems is, and we mentioned this last week, and we know this is going on, a lot of these guys, after they're arrested, are released.
Yeah.
He said it looks like there's a lot of affiliation with the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah.
But says here, suspects who police have identified have pled not guilty. Their cases are pending. However, Tippett said, and he mentioned that guy that we talked about last week, this Matthew Adams, that apparently has been arrested like four times in several months for robberies, but he keeps getting released.
Because... Gascon doesn't prosecute gang enhancements or weapon enhancements. The judges in L.A. County don't offer much bail.
Listen to this. This was Adams, according to Chief Moore, was involved in 8 separate follow-home robberies over a 6-month period starting last fall.
One guy?
Yep, including he was involved, so he may have been part of a gang. Apparently what they do is they drive up in cars, and then a couple of guys jump out on the sidewalk and rob people, and then they all take off.
Yeah, it's easy to do, and they're not afraid. I mean, they've got the good weapons. They know the people they're robbing aren't armed.
2 UCLA students were robbed of 2 watches worth nearly $145,000 after they left a club, a second in which 2 foreign tourists were robbed of watches worth $73,000.
Wait, UCLA students are wearing $145,000 watches?
Yeah, they probably come from...
What the hell? $145,000 for a 22-year-old kid?
Yeah, they're worth roughly $70,000 each. Yeah, the watches.
During the course of the
eight robberies, Adams was arrested three times. The first time on January 9th, when Moore said Adams was found in a car that had been used in one of the robberies where they found the gun. Online court records show no charges ever filed against him, suggesting prosecutors were unconvinced they could win a conviction. He was arrested again on January 27th and the third time on February 21. Both cases charged with illegal gun possession. Court records show he was released each time without having to pay bail.
No bail on gun charges.
The pandemic-related rule.
Can you tell me? Oh, pandemic. Enough of that crap. That was an excuse. That was an excuse to install their wet dream policy that nobody ever gets put in jail even for an hour. And it's the pandemic. No, it's not the pandemic. Put him in a jail cell by himself. He's not going to catch anything. Besides, he's got a gun. He could kill people.
Gascon's office does not file gun enhancements.
Yeah. Why is it that the gun control crowd will not file gun enhancements and will not prosecute gun crimes? Why is there no bail on a gun crime? I don't get this. Somebody's got to explain this to me.
The Times reporter actually wrote, Adams could not be reached for comment. It's the criminal.
Well, he's busy robbing someone.
We couldn't find him.
No. But he's going to answer his cell phone in the middle of a robbery?
Sir, would you like to answer questions about all your arrests?
Could be. What, they have his number?
This is unusual for old LAPD chief Charlie Moore.
Well, you know what?
To complain.
He's feeling it because Garcetti's leaving.
Yes.
I think. Well, Garcetti is the original, he called all his cops killers, right? He took the knee. He was the first mayor, I think, to take the knee. Wow, and side with the criminals.
They arrested a guy named Cheyenne Hale on suspicion of participating in an armed robbery of a man in downtown L.A. Two watches estimated to be worth $600,000 were stolen. Who the hell wears a $300,000 watch?
He was wearing this outdoors?
Yeah, he got robbed in downtown L.A.
$300,000? Now, explain this to me.
And he had two watches.
You wouldn't carry $300,000 in your wallet, right?
I would not. No.
So why would you carry $300,000 on your wrist? What is the point? It tells the same time.
This seems to pass the Prop 47 threshold, doesn't it?
I don't know. Does it?
They recovered a loaded gun from Hale during the arrest. Look. And he was still released from custody.
This doesn't excuse the robber.
They found a large quantity of drugs.
But
they searched his home.
See, if I know somebody who wears the $300,000 watch, they've never told me. So I don't know this mindset at all. I'm really fascinated by the mindset. Why would you do that?
All right. When we come back, if we don't have a news conference out of New York about the subway shooting this morning, we will be talking to Caleb Silver with Investopedia about the new inflation report.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs. With flexible withdrawals, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.